理课堂听 class.com。
Unit 26, Part 1. 751. It was found by the inspection that there is a difference of 35 kilograms between the actual landed weight and the invoiced weight. 752. The landed goods were quite different from what we expected. 753. We find that the free acidity exceeds the contract maximum by 0.01%, so we have to ask you to indemnify us for a loss of £5,000. 754. The inspection shows that the salt density exceeds at least 4%. 755. This consignment is not up to the standard stipulated in the contract. We are now lodging a claim against you for £2,000. 756. The dried mushrooms you sent us are far below the standard stipulated in the contract. 757. The quality of your shipment for our order is not in conformity with the specifications. We must therefore lodge a claim against you for the amount of £280,000. 758. We find that the copper wire you supplied is not the exact specifications of your sample. 759. Our customers complain that the goods are much inferior in quality to the samples. 760. The quality of the goods you shipped last week is much inferior to that of the goods of our last order. 761. The inspection reveals that both the quantity and quality of the wheat delivered are not in conformity with those stipulated in the contract, though the packing is all in good condition. 762. Most of the shirts are of a smaller size. I wonder if you made a mistake when sending the goods. 763. There are too many defective items in this shipment. 764. The leather shoes you sent us last Friday are not the right size. They should be size 42. 765. The quality of the goods you sent us last week is too poor to suit the requirements of this market. 766. The quality of your shipment for our order number 346 is far from the agreed specifications. 767. Closer inspection by the health officers showed that the canned fruit were considered unfit for human consumption. 768. The loss was due to the use of substandard bags, for which you should be responsible. 769. It was found upon examination that nearly 20% of the packages had been broken, apparently attributed to faulty packing. 770. The survey report can certify that the weight shortage was caused by improper packing. Part 2. 771. A close inspection and a careful test by the China National Import and Export Commodity Inspection Bureau showed that some amplifiers are of inferior quality. 772. We find that the quality, quantity, and weight of the goods are not in conformity with those stipulated in this contract after re-inspection by the China Commodity Inspection Bureau. We are now returning the goods to you and lodge claims against you for compensation of losses. 773. The survey has revealed that the damage to the goods is attributable to rough handling. 774. The surveyor's report indicates that there has been some serious damage to some of the goods. 775. On the basis of Clause 15 of the contract, we place our claims before you as follows. 776. We have to put in a claim against you for all the losses sustained. 777. When taking delivery, we found that the cargo had been seriously wet by fresh water and putrefied. You must compensate us for the loss. 778. We require you to replace the damaged goods and grant us a special discount of 5% to compensate for the loss. 779. According to the contract, you are responsible to compensate us for the loss we have suffered. 780. We have suffered a loss of 20% on the selling price because of the inferior quality of the products you sent us. You must compensate us for all this. 781. All expenses, including inspection fees and losses arising from the return of the goods and claims, should be borne by you. 782. You must be held responsible for all the losses caused by the delay in delivery of the goods. 783. You should take back all the disqualified goods and compensate us for the value of the goods plus all losses sustained due to return of the cargo, such as freight, storage charges, insurance premium, interest, and inspection charges. 784. We have the right to lodge a claim against you for compensation of all losses. 785. The products we received last Monday didn't agree with the samples, and we feel that you should make it up. 786. This is the survey report issued by the CCIB in support of our claim. 787. Almost every one of the drums was leaking slightly. We must hold you responsible for the loss. 788. We have lost considerable business because of your delay in shipment. We expect compensation from you for the loss. 789. We request that you make up the short-landed goods covered by our contract number 147 promptly. 790. We regret to inform you that we are compelled to return the disqualified goods you sent at your expense.